Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think we see Willis coming out.
Here comes Willis. And the crowd is going wild.
Many doubted we'd ever see it. The return to glory.
Mario Lemieux will get an assist. Jaromir Jagr will get a goal in his first shift back. 33 seconds, and Lemieux has had an impact in the game.
All right, I get it. Thank you.
All we're missing is Willis Reed hobbling out of the tunnel.
He played it.
Oh, no, I didn't. I picked up the headphones late then. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Don't doubt that man's producing.
Don't you doubt him.
Talents.
I just picked up my headphones late.
That is humbling. That is.
It's a borderline heroic performance.
Very well,
here.
Very much appreciated that. And I don't deserve it.
You do?
No.
You're playing through a back injury that would fell a lesser man.
I do not deserve to get thrown in with Willis Reed, Tiger Woods,
Paul Pierce,
and Mario Lemieux. Okay.
Are you closer to Paul Pierce going off in the wheelchair then?
No, I refused the wheelchair at the hospital. Ooh. They wanted to wheel me out of there this morning. And I said, you know what? I can do it. I can walk.
Now, when you had to go off the basketball court.
It wasn't pretty,
court,
but I walked.
Now, for those who are in the dark here who did not go on Twitter and see this, you suffered a back injury playing pickup ball last night. Correct me if I'm wrong. You had to get stretchered off the court.
Yes.
Very traumatic.
And go to an ambulance,
yep.
Correct? And you gave the thumbs up.
Well, there was a cheer.
When, you know,
there
like
was an ovation,
a polite ovation.
From the other players. And so when I've watched sports when there have been major back and injuries where guys get carried off like that.
Yeah.
So I just did
just anything that looks like a destructive injury.
So I put the thumbs up on. It was
now I'm the oldest guy in this room and you now have to feel like the oldest
guy in this
room.
Oh, it was life changing. My big takeaway from this whole ordeal, and I'm not out of the woods yet. I could barely move here.
Yeah, I can attest to this.
The big lesson learned for me is working out, being physically active, extremely overrated. If I just went home last night, hung out with the dogs, and watched Monday Night Football, mm-hmm. none of this happens.
You'd have happily watched the Giants cover 9?
Yeah.
Or get their 9 points and stay in it?
Don't push yourself too hard. The idea that somebody like me, who is not exerting himself in a cardiovascular fashion, in a big way every day, to think that now in my 30s, I could go out there and push it to the limit.
Mm. But you weren't. You were jogging at this point in the game.
Yes, I was. At that point, I was trying, was very much trying to pick my spots.
Arthur, that's what they say about pro football. You can't have a guy going 50% to try to nurse an injury because that's how you get hurt. He's made me nervous. Being a dad, I haven't worked out really at all. Mm. Haven't kept up with my cardio. And
I can't even tell you look good.
Now, I don't want to do what I was thinking of doing, which is go back out there and start working out again because I'm worried that Pony hears a cautionary tale.
Yeah, man. Seeing you walk around here, jeez.
I fell when I was a kid, and I shattered the growth plate in my elbow, and, like, the bone was sticking out of the arm.
Ooh.
And I can tell you that pain was not intense as this back pain. Mm. I've been stabbed before.
You've been stabbed before?
Yes.
Eh.
At a Dropkick Murphys concert.
Wow.
That pain was not as intense as the pain I suffered last
compare
night.
It to any of the times you have been punched in the face very
here's
hard.
Here's the best way I can
there
describe
are many
it.
Of them.
It was like a migraine headache in my back.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, man.
I've never dealt with any back pain before. It was a first for
I'll
me.
Be honest, in this medium,
a dubious first.
In this medium, all we do is joke with each other and bust chops. I feel a little
I'm getting killed. King Dunlap killed me. Colin killed me.
What did he say?
He's saying that you gotta walk to the hospital or drive. I literally couldn't bend bend like that.
Something tells me he hasn't had the back injury you've had.
Well, that's the thing, man. The back.
It's debilitating.
It messes up everything.
Look what it did to Mario.
Wait, isn't Colin tight with Neil Walker?
Yeah.
Neil Walker has had a bad back. Is he going to tell Neil Walker, Neil, you had a back flare-up. Why didn't you walk to the hospital?
I mean, just like your 9-3s, when it comes in a pickup basketball game,
I know.
Like, it's, look, I'll handle the insults.
How many buckets did you score? That's the real question.
I really was not having one of my better games just because I hadn't played in a while, which added insult to things.
That's the key. You hadn't played in a while.
So you got hurt and you were sucking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a good one.
It was a full Scalabrine.
But I put all my cards on the table. I'm honest. It was disconcerting at the hospital in the emergency room when one of the doctors goes, oh, this is what ended Larry Bird.
Oh,
one of the first things he says to me. And then.
Wait, did they know who you were?
CT scan goes, are you going to be back tomorrow? I go, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
He goes, is it Mueller solo? But I think that was maybe some excitement to get you.
I don't know if they knew that. I don't think I don't think it went that way.
Hold on.
To get you back.
I don't think it went that way.
On the throne.
I think.
On the Game of Thrones throne.
I think we know that what morphine couldn't do, one simple sentence from the CT scan person did. They just said, is it Mueller solo tomorrow? And a jolt worse than any pain shot through Filippone over here. And he said, I can't leave the show. In his control, and it'll go right off the rails.
And then last but not least, they tried to link this malady to the penis surgery. There was a lengthy...
Wait, the doctors did?
It was like House. Remember House MD?
Yeah, the diagnostician.
It was like
yes.
All of them were together trying to figure out if there was a link there.
Boy, they'd have to really screw up penis surgery to mess up your back,
They
pal.
Did an ultrasound down there, Chris.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a herniated disc, not a herniated...
I know.
Wow.
So...
Very eventful night for you, man.
Anyways, they think that some of this might have been related to stress.
And stress?
Well, the Patriots, I think, is really. I'm going to blame Belichick for this one, is what I'm going to do.
I would have thought since the lights in the studio went out yesterday when we talked Spygate, maybe Belichick sent one of his goons.
I'm blaming Belichick for this. I cannot believe that the New England Patriots had the gall, the complete... unmitigated audacity here to put out a statement that says, yes, our film crew inappropriately recorded the Bengals sideline, but our coach had no knowledge and we apologize for it.
Sorry if you're offended by that.
You'd have to be born 20 minutes ago to believe that. Arthur, you played against these cheating scoundrels. Are you buying the coincidence here?
They're
videotaping the Bengals the week before they play the Bengals.
Talk about it.
You're not buying it.
Not a chance. And then on top of that, when I saw it, they tried to say, it was an independent film crew as well. Nah.
Why don't you believe that?
I just don't believe them, man. So they know. They always know.
I don't buy that excuse because it's like the same thing people used to say about like the Joe Paternos and Bobby Bowdens Rick Pitino's
of
the world.
I like that.
Like, you're
point.
Telling me that Bill Belichick is unaware of what his staff and what people who
everything.
Are Patriots employees are recording, given their history? He's got eyes on everything.
He's more than like what Paterno was probably even in state college, correct. Just in general, Bobby Bowden or any big-time coach. He probably has an even a greater kind of iron fist that he rules with when he can. Somebody just tweeted something. So yesterday I said one of the big things that was hanging me up here when I was trying to determine if this was legit or not, like I should feel like they're cheating again, was how obvious it was because the guy had a Patriots emblem on his clothing. Like it was hiding. Then Craig goes, because Craig's Mr. CIA over here, he was hiding in plain sight, Chris. They were deliberately making it obvious. Somebody else has said something, and hear me out. I think this might be the most plausible that explains why it was such a sloppy effort. It's a cover for something bigger that they're doing. They have something going on that we don't know about still, and this was a little cover.
The long con.
That one.
Right. Yep. It is a deliberate attempt to get caught so as to obfuscate
and they admitted
something
to it,
worse.
Yeah.
And they cop to the fact that the guy was there doing something with a camera. And that they have this rumor, what is it, a rumor, or do we have confirmation that he said, why don't we just delete this video and all forget about it?
Apparently, the Bengals covered their tracks. They videotaped the conversation with the Patriots videographer who they caught, and he said, can I just delete the footage?
And we can all act like this never happened. Which is even sloppier, frankly, Arthur, because if this is like some Mission Impossible stuff, then he just sticks to his story. Clamps down on his back teeth, cyanide gets released, and that's
it. Arthur, as a former player that was in the same division as the Patriots and went up against them with the Steelers, how does this make you feel?
I mean, you always have that thought ever since the initial Spygate came out.
You always feel that, hey, it's something about when you play them. They're always thinking of something. They always have something that might be right at the line or across it, but you never have proof of it. And I think with this situation, you actually got them admitting it. But I'm with you guys, though. I'm with you in particular, Muller. I think that it's something bigger. They show you this. This gets you off of them now because you're going to be down on, oh.
This is running a couple three-yard running plays to set up an 80-yard play-action bomb.
I just can't believe Bill Belichick thinks we're all stupid enough where he can go out and say, I'm unaware of all this, and we just take him at his word and believe him.
Well, it's
if
one of
he
those
thinks we're going to fall for that,
but
stop.
For him, if it really is like a third party here that's not really affiliated with the team itself, it's Robert Kraft Productions, and there's some – no, hold on. I mean, we're all laughing here because we're not in Boston screaming
that we're being persecuted.
Why would
you need to videotape the Bengals sideline to showcase the talents of an advanced scout?
That's not the point. That's not the point here for what we're all talking about, which is Bill Belichick going to get punished. If Belichick can plausibly say – I don't know these people. They do not work for the Patriots football operations crew. They are not under my purview. He's in the clear. Is he not?
No, he's not. Sean Payton wasn't. They said that there was no smoking gun on him, but Roger Goodell's reaction was,
why wouldn't
yeah, but
Goodell
you're in
go
charge
after
of
Kraft
the organization.
Again? Why wouldn't he go after Kraft again?
Because I think Kraft is one of the organization. I think Kraft is one of the three guys who's on the committee that determines Goodell's salary year to year.
Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah, you're
and
right.
Who else?
I think Arthur Blank.
So, you're not going, oh, okay. All I'm saying is if it's specifically about Bill Belichick, dirty scoundrel cheat, he might have plausible deniability here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.